This is a podcast from J. Dyer Productions.
An Englishman Out of State, brought to you by nobody, because we didn't say we were coming to air. Sorry. Starring Jamie Dyer with Anthony Fleece, Kirsten Atwood, Dee Brown, and yours truly, Devin Miller. This episode also features a special guest, sort of. To all of the listeners and their pet poodles, it's a joy to be here to bring you this thrilling program of thrills, spills, and shrills. A daring, death-defying mix of action, adventure, and... Wait a minute. Who wrote this tripe?
That was me. I'm the writer, director, producer, and star of this program, but what's your issue with it?
The problem is, this introduction bears no resemblance to the actual show.
Oh, really? Well, let me write one on the spot for you. Just a moment. Sorry about this. Right. There you go. Read that.
And now, here's Jamie. What?
Good evening, folks. Thanks for coming alone. I mean, along. See, that's what the writing process does for you. Some time ago, I moved into an apartment with my friend Bernie, who lives in the USA. Here he is now. He doesn't look very good, if I'm honest.
Hey, buddy. Feeling a bit ill today.
Really? Nothing serious, I hope.
Well, yes, it is. A good friend of mine has been here for a while now, and he's not once come for a beer with his old pal Bernie.
I know. I've been meaning to come for ages. But things just keep cropping up.
Cropping up? You work in a department store, man. Not on Wall Street. What say you come have a beer tonight?
Well, I don't know. I'm wary, if I'm honest.
Nothing to be scared of, pal. Old Bernie will look after you.
That's exactly what I'm afraid of. Old Bernie is something of a wild man when it comes to nights out. He picks up chicks faster than incubator on hatching day. Not that I mind meeting new people, just that he attracts the wrong people. Oh well, I guess if I did it just the once, he'd stop hounding me. That is a phrase you use here, isn't it? Hounding? Anyway, what could possibly go wrong?
Later that night, both Jamie and Bernie strolled down to Benny's bar. The first thing to do was to order a drink.
Buddy, what do you want?
Just get me a lager shandy or something.
We're here to enjoy ourselves, not pretend we're drinking. Newsflash, you're 26. Let's have some fun.
I would, but you're not my type.
It's very witty. I'll just get you a whiskey.
Who am I? John Wayne? Just order a cider or something.
Hey, fellas, what do you want?
Give me a whiskey and a cider.
Cider? Who drinks that around here?
Well, as a matter of fact, I do, mate. Got a problem with that?
Well, what do you know? You are John Wayne. It's some kind of British wimpy version.
He's British? Wow. We ain't had no British in here before. Eh, hey, have a beer on me. You British drink beer, don't you?
Of course we do. Thanks, pal, anyway. What's your name?
The name's Jack. I run Benny's bar.
Wait a minute, is your name Jack Benny?
Well, no, you see...
Are you sure you're not Jack Benny? You got a fiddle on the wall.
Yeah, it's his menu. Oh, wait, I see it. Yeah, are you sure you're not Jack Benny?
Hey, now cut that out. My grandfather's name was Benny, and my grandmother played the violin.
How you explain the Mexican hat hanging from the light?
Yeah, that belonged to my great-aunt and uncle, Simon and Susan.
Okay, this is getting weird. What say we take these drinks and go sit over there?
This wouldn't have anything to do with the two ladies over there unaccounted for, would it?
Well, yes, it would. How observant of you.
I thought you were dating Thursday Adams. What happened to her?
Well, I dumped Thursday on Tuesday. She was cramping my style. It was too clingy, you know? And in the end, I told her straight.
Really? I've seen you two together, and that's not how I remember the dynamic.
I have no idea what you just said. Let's go meet some ladies.
This is about the point where I explain where we are in the story. But my latte's gone cold and I want another one. If you've listened to the 30 seconds prior to this, you know where they are, don't you? Cue the music. What a pointless exercise that was. Come here every week.
I'm sorry to bother you, ladies, but is this seat taken?
It's empty. So?
Well, can I sit here?
Yeah, but don't go expecting no chit-chat. Got it?
Yeah, but maybe you'd like talking to me, or to my friend here.
Really? What streaky got that we'd want?
Well, he's from England for a start.
Oh, really? He's drinking a beer? Englishmen don't drink beer like that.
Well, he did ask for a cider.
Well, if he's English, I'm Betty Davis.
Good evening, both of you. Beautiful, isn't it? Like you both. Off somewhere nice, are we?
Ooh, well, we were going to a party, but I guess we can stay a bit longer. Come sit down here, English boy, while I make eyes at you.
Betty Davis eyes?
Oh, that's funny. Oh, I love the British wit.
Yo, what about some American wit?
Americans don't do wit. Unless you're Bob Hope, of course.
Yeah, he was English, you know. Born in London and came to the USA when he was young.
Oh, isn't he intelligent? Isn't that right, Martha?
I guess so, if you like that sort of thing.
Yeah, what's eating you, Dowface?
Strange guys who come over here talking like 50s gangsters and John Steed.
What the heck is John Steed?
Well, you see, he was.
That was not a cue to go into details. Where do you think you are, Carter?
Showing your age now, mate. I guess that's what being 35 does for you.
35? That's no age. I'm 40.
40? No way. You look so young.
Oh, aren't you just lovely? You look young yourself. And handsome.
Him? He's only a boy at 26. He doesn't look young. He is.
26? Why, I'm old enough to be your mother. Or a cool older sister. Or maybe I can be something else.
I'm not so sure, to be honest.
Oh, come on, you make a great couple. It's just like me and Dowface here, eh?
Don't touch me.
Oh, ease off him, Martha. He's all right, really. If a little rough around the edges.
Rough? Why, he's positively rougher than rough.
Announcer, what are you doing here?
Well, I'm here because the plot's drying up, and I needed to remind everyone that we are sponsored by nobody, because nobody knew...
Yeah, yeah. Get to the bit where I go to the toilet, please.
I don't need to say that. That's your line.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me, ladies. Just need to visit the little boy's room.
What?
The little boy's room. You know, to have a slash.
Oh, isn't he funny? I think I know what he means. Do you, Martha?
I don't care, really, if I'm honest.
Well, you're a barrel of fun, aren't ya?
Isn't she? A real laugh riot at parties.
I bet she is.
Make one assumption, and I'll break you in two.
Lovely, but I ain't ever met a dame I ain't cracked.
Bernard BFCX Saundery, what are you doing?
Hey there, how's it going?
Don't hi there, me. You're coming home right now.
Well, hello, Thursday. Nice to see you again.
Oh, hello, Jamie. It's lovely to see you. We should get together sometime, right after I've sorted this liar out.
Hey, leave him alone. He was just talking to us. There's no harm here.
Oh, really? Let me guess. You're the soft and cuddly one, and she's the hard one that he's claimed to crack?
Well, yeah, actually.
Yeah, Thursday here was like you.
Friday?
No way. That is simply ridiculous. How did I come up with such stuff?
I think you were sleep-deprived.
Go away. Let Thursday say her line to Friday.
Why should I? It's a crummy story anyway. There's more holes than a slab of Swiss cheese.
Did I ask your opinion?
No, but you definitely need it.
Why, how dare you?
Excuse me, can we get back to it here?
Yes, let's get back to it. So Thursday... What do you think to this girl's name being Friday?
Wow, that's amazing. Let me guess, this is Wednesday?
Yeah, she's full of woe, all right.
Easy, Martha. He's just kidding. Listen, Thursday, why don't you sit down and tell me all about yourself?
Yeah, why not? I'll deal with him later.
Hey, Jamie, sounds like a promise.
I wouldn't hold your breath.
And so with that, the women talked about how their names were the same as the days of the week. Meanwhile, Bernie managed to slip away as Jamie went to the toilet again.
You do know it was just an excuse, don't you?
Of course. It's what's called a plot device.
Yeah, sort of. Anyway, what happened there, Bernie? Was it not how you said again?
Nope. Well.
Oh, well. Listen, mate. You got to stop doing this. Sure, those ladies were really nice. Even Martha, in her own way. But your intentions were not honourable. You should respect women, Bernie. Treat them nice for once.
All right, Uncle Phil, chill out. So I lied and I lied, it's no big deal.
Well, I guess I can't talk you into changing your whole being in this one episode. Maybe a second episode will be different.
Well, better get writing. I suggest going to a coffee shop. And while I think about it, where's my latte? That was An Englishman Out of State, a radio comedy written by and starring Jamie Dyer, with Anthony Fleece as Bernie, Kirsten Atwood as Friday and Martha, Dee Brown as Thursday Adams. Not Jack Benny was played by... Not Jack Benny! Obviously not forgetting yours truly, Devin Miller, as the announcer. Join us again next week for another thrilling episode of Great Danger and...
Too much?
You've got that right.
Good night, folks.